Welcome to Ever Increasing Word Training Center. I'm your instructor, Dr. W. Ron Walker. Once again, we've been teaching out of the book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy by Apostle Jonathan David. Once again, I'm so thankful for my apostle, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. I thank God for the grace and the apostleship that's upon his life. Thank God for putting it in his heart to establish this school of ministry for those of us who are career students, such as myself. I don't believe you can ever graduate from a school like this. It's that potent. So prepare yourselves this evening. We're going to teach from chapter number 12 in your books, The Gift of the Discerning of Spirits. Let us begin. Everything within the realm of knowing, whether it be of past, present or future, facts, events, purposes, motives, even destiny, they are spirit origin. All come under and within the range of the three revelation gifts. Now, the three revelation gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Those are the three gifts that reveal something to us. Go ahead. There is nothing that God knows that could not be made known to man if the Holy Spirit wills through the avenue of one or more of these three revelation gifts. Now, I want the emphasis to be here. It's as the Spirit wills. It's not conjuring up stuff in your mind to tell people. The discerning of spirits completes the grouping of the revelation gifts. The definition of the gift of the discerning of spirits. It is the supernatural enablement to identify the nature and the character of spirits that are seen or unseen. It gives the believers spiritual insight into the realm of the spirit. Apostle Thompson have made this statement many times during the course of the 20 plus years that I've been following him. He says you cannot build accurately in the spirit without the gift of the discerning of spirits working in your life. And that comes through intimacy with the Holy Spirit, praying in the spirit, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. The discerning of spirits is restricted to a specialized kind of knowledge. That is, a single class of object, namely the realm of the spirit. So the discerning of spirits have to do with discerning in the realm of the spirit. You cannot discern in the realm of the spirit without being escorted by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, remember Jesus said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead and guide you into all the truth. Well, all the truth is in the realm of the spirit. Go ahead. The discerning of spirits is an on-site gift that detects the source and the nature of any manifestation that's going on in the realm of the spirit. The gift operates at the time when the miracle or the manifestation is taking place. Discern the source other than at the time of its manifestation. should be done only through the guidelines of Scripture and spiritual perception and insight, or through the operation of the word of knowledge. Because this gift deals with the past and present facts. The discerning of spirits is different from the two other revelational gifts, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, in that it is entirely supernatural. Both the objects revealed and their operation are entirely supernatural, though the operation of the two other revelational gifts are supernatural, the objects of their revelation are usually on the natural plane. See, what discerning of spirits is not, this is important, what discerning of spirits is not, it is not the ability to see faults in another person. Most of us are endowed with such a gift. It is not a spirit of suspicion, always thinking evil about somebody or suspicious of them. There are some people who are paranoid about certain issues and have fears that trigger them to continuously respond negatively. The discerning of spirits is not psychological insight. This is basically concerned with the analysis of the human character and their mental disturbance or their mental ability or capacity. Discerning of spirits is not mind reading. It is not associated with spirit phenomena of demonic spirits, which impersonate the voices of the dead. It is not the ability of discernment that's found in Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14. This ability is an acquired skill that is developed through practice. Now we're talking about in Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. Their spiritual senses have been trained to discern good and evil. D, foundations for operating in the discerning of spirits. Number one, the need to develop spiritual sensitivity. Our spirit must be trained to respond to the Holy Spirit's leading and moving. One of the best ways to develop our sensitivity is to build up our spirits by ministering to the Lord by praying in the Spirit. A strong spirit is necessary for spiritual advancement. We must learn to discern the voice of God within our hearts. This ability will help us to become acquainted with the inner working and the dealings of the Holy Spirit. Lastly, we should create an atmosphere of praise and thanksgiving over our lives, as this helps to keep our spirits healthy and wholesome. Number two, the need to develop a proper understanding of the spirit world. The foundational teaching of fallen angels and demons must be clearly understood. This forms the proper basis for us to check the facts we receive through the gifts of the discerning of spirits. The realm of the spirit is so vast that unless we understand the truth about spirits and the spirit realm, we can step outside of biblical boundaries and into error. Now that's important. You've heard Apostle Thompson share that there's a lot of traffic in the spirit world. Lots of traffic. Many voices in the spirit world. So in order to stay out of error, you got to know the meaning of the voice. Read. Deception is the primary tool that Satan uses to keep us operating or functioning within or under his domain. But revelation knowledge truths sets us free. Why? By exposing the wiles, the schemes, the cunningness, the subtlety of the wicked one. The devil hath tried to hide the fact about himself from the church. However, the Holy Spirit is unfolding his downfall and the ultimate destiny of those of us who walk according to the Spirit. Number three, the ability to discern the voice of God within a believer. We need to be able to hear God's voice distinctively if we're going to deal with or deal in the realm of the spirit or the spirit world. We need to be able to distinguish God's voice or the Holy Spirit's voice from all other voices. Jesus said his sheep will not hear the voice of strangers. One of the first places we learn to hear God's voice is within our own hearts. Number four, the importance of walking under spiritual authority and covering. The devil or Satan loves to target those who are not properly covered or who are not functioning from proper authority. Spiritual covering operates when a believer submits himself to the person ministering and message of the leader of the church. Breaking his relationship, not flowing with the leader's ministry, and disobeying his message can make the believer vulnerable to demonic attack. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10 tells us that demonic spirits are looking to attack those believers who do not have a symbol of authority or covering over them. Number five, thoughts on spiritual covering. Covering is spiritual. It is a spirit covering, not a religious affiliation. Covering is only provided by a representative of the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a headship ministry. Covering is based on relationship. It is a direct byproduct of our response and our commitments to the leadership we are in, covenant with. We need to relate to those who are bonded to us in the spirit. Covering is provided through the local church and its ministry. Only those ministries linked and submitting to the head can provide adequate covering. Covering is binding on both parties. Spiritual accountability is required, and any decision that is made can influence and affect both parties. Thus, covering is only provided through covenant relationships and mutual trust. Covering can only be fully provided through a mature leader. A husband may be the head, but he may not be spiritually covered. That's an important aspect that husband and wives need to understand, especially as it relates to spiritual covering. See, the Bible talks about we cannot submit to one another as husband and wife without the husband first being submitted to the Lord. See, Christ is the head of every man that's submitted to him. A heathen ain't submitted to Christ. So Christ is not the head of a heathen, because a heathen is not submitted to his covering and his authority. That's why the Bible in 2 Corinthians 5:17 say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And Christ is the head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. So understand that. Covering can only be fully provided through a toward leader. The above foundations are necessary ingredients that will provide a solid base for the operation of the gift of the discerning of spirits. E, learning to minister in the discerning of spirits. Number one, we receive the Holy Spirit's impression or inner witness in our hearts, or prompting is another word you could use. This spirit message is received directly into our spirits. There are many ways the message could come into our heart and into our mind. Number one, impressions. Number two, inner witness of the Holy Spirit. Number three, visions. Number four, inner voice of the Holy Spirit. And five, the inner voice of the born again recreated human spirit. The inner voice of the born again recreated human spirit is the voice of conscience. Go ahead. Number two, the message is always spirit related. It revolves around the four realms of spirits. They are the Holy Spirit. They are angelic spirits. They are demonic spirits. And they are human spirits. The message relates to these four realms of the spirit world or spirits, their manifestations, and their presence is made known to the conscious mind through the operation of the discerning of spirits. Number three, the revelation received concerns the present manifestation. Remember, the discerning of spirits takes place right on the spot. The manifestation is happening at that present time, a moment. The gift of the discerning of spirits is an on-site gift. It is able to detect any spirit presence and its origin at the time of manifestation. Number four, we need a work of confirmation within our own hearts. When operating in the gift of the discerning of spirits by the Holy Spirit within us, the facts received are confirmed within our own spirits. These facts cannot be confirmed by deduction or assessment or by reasoning. These facts relate to the spirit world, and they can only be perceived by a sensitive spirit within a believer. Therefore, there is a great need to keep our own spirits strong, healthy, and sensitive through prayer, praying in the spirit, through meditation, feeding on the word. Go ahead. Number five, we must know what to do with the revealed facts. When the source of the manifestation is revealed to us, we can take the appropriate action, either respond to or to resist that manifestation. Not every supernatural manifestation from God. We need to detect the source of manifestation before we respond to it. So we got to know, who is it of? Who is the source? Is it of God? You know, is it of God or is it of the satanic realm? Interestingly, not only the word of confirmation is done within our spirits, but the response or the reaction is almost automatic from our spirit too. The ability to know what to do with the facts and how to respond comes intuitively if we have laid the proper foundation for this gift with communion with the Holy Ghost. Number six, sometimes a vision is given by the Holy Spirit to help us to see into the spirit world. The Holy Spirit gives us a vision of what is taking place in the spirit world and also gives us the insight into what to do concerning such revelation. F, scriptural purposes for this gift. Some of the scriptural purposes of this gift are as follows. Number one, to identify the nature, the character, and the source of the supernatural manifestation. Number two, to discern and to test, to detect and to distinguish the spirit and the manifestation. Number three, to discern an evil influence or spirit in the human heart. As in the case of Gehazi in 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 20 through 27, Ananias in Acts 5 and 3. Now, you ought to familiarize yourself. You know what happened with Gehazi when God sent Naaman to get healed of leprosy. And the prophet Elisha would speak to Gehazi to speak to whoever God would send. And Naaman was told to go dip seven times in the muddy Jordan. And on the seventh time when he came up out of the water, he would be healed. Naaman was wroth. You know the story. And a little maidservant told him, now you know, if they told you to go conquer armies or whatever, you would have did that. Obey the man of God. Go dip. Well, oftentimes in scripture, when you would go to a prophet, you would always bring something to honor the prophet, a gift worthy for the prophet. And Naaman bought clothing and items to give to the prophet. But the prophet refused to take the gift and sent Naaman on his way back home. But Gehazi thought within himself, I'm going to go receive this gift. And he ran after Naaman, then lied and say the prophet sent him to get the gift for another purpose. Received the gift and went on to his own home. And the prophet called him in. And the prophet said these words to him. Didn't my spirit go with you when you went out there to Naaman? Oh, Lord have mercy. Say in the realm of the spirit. The prophet said, didn't my spirit go with you when you went out there? That's in the realm of the spirit, isn't it? And for that act, leprosy was attached to Gehazi and his seed for the remainder of their days. My, my, my. Serious business, isn't it? When Ananias and Sapphira showed up lying about money. Yes, they did. They sold the property for so much. See, they had told the apostles, we got land. We're going to sell the property. And whatever proceeds we receive, we're going to come, take those proceeds and lay it at your feet so that proper distribution could be made to minister to the saints who are being persecuted at the time. And the property sold for an amount that exceeded what they thought. So Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, conspired to hide it from the apostle. Yet when Ananias went in and laid the money at the apostle's feet, then the apostle said to Ananias, why are you tempting God? Why are you lying to the Holy Ghost? Did you sell the property for such and such? When you sold the property for such and such, was it not within your own power to do with it exactly what you were supposed to do? Why did you lie to the Holy Ghost? Well, for that he dropped dead. And later on, his wife came in. I guess he hadn't returned after a protracted period of time. She came in and Peter asked her the same thing. And she dropped dead too. Because spiritual things, especially in the realm of the spirit, are significant, children. Go ahead. Number four, to discern the doctrine of demons and false teachers. Even though a doctrine, y'all know what doctrine is, right? The established order of God. Go ahead. Even though a doctrine can be correctly judged to be hearsay on the basis of the written word, a canon of scripture, yet without this gift, the source and the origin of such a doctrine cannot be accurately and fully unveiled. Number five, to help determine the degree of demonic influence upon a person, ask these three questions. Is the person depressed? Is the person oppressed? Is the person obsessed? Or if the person is even possessed? Is the person fully delivered? Or are there other spirit influences within them? Is it a spirit influence? Or is it a soulish experience? These and many other spirits related questions can be fully answered by the operation of the discerning of spirits. Number six, to determine the direction the Holy Spirit wants to take or is taking in a service. Such spiritual revelation concerning the way, method, and means the Holy Spirit wants to take can be unfolded to us so that we can effectively work together with Him. G, developing spiritual sensitivity. Just as we can prophesy under the spirit of prophecy or in the gift of prophecy, so that spiritual sensitivities can be developed through practice and by the operation of the discerning of spirits. Developing spiritual sensitivity through practice is established through a consistent walk in and with the Holy Spirit. It is a daily or day-to-day developing of our inner man so that our spirit can become sensitive to the moving and working of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual sensitivity that comes through the gift of the discerning of spirits is a gifting of the Holy Spirit to equip the believer to minister more effectively in the realm of the spirit, especially when you're dealing with people. This type of sensitivity is more accurate and of greater depth than that which comes through practice and the school of hard knocks. and it carries with it a greater level of anointing. H, caution. The gift of the discerning of spirits is a must requirement for all who move in prayer and in intercession. We cannot be engaged in spiritual warfare without first identifying the enemy. We can only bind on earth that which has already been bound in heaven. And we can only loose on earth that which has already been loosed in heaven. We must be able to penetrate the spirit world, before we can influence the natural world. Our perception of the spirit world determines the type of results we get and the type of strategies we would employ in spiritual warfare. Now, that's why it's important to understand what Paul said in Ephesians chapter number 6, where it says, "For we war not against flesh and blood." See, right away, if you're warring against flesh and blood, you already defeated, because you're trying to fight against an enemy on the wrong turf. This is spirit warfare. And oftentimes, what's going on in the natural is backed by principalities and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places that's backing these natural governments and entities. It's important to know, because if you don't know, you won't know how to fight. Go ahead. The second word of caution is for those who are ministering deliverance. We need to be functioning in the gift of the discerning of spirits if we're going to successfully deal with the satanic kingdom. Satan is a liar from the beginning. Therefore, we who minister deliverance must not take counsel from those who are under demonic influence. We should not respond or react to the voices that come through those oppressed vessels. We minister by responding to the Holy Spirit's voice in every circumstance. It is not the devil's suggestions, counsel, or challenge that we should respond to, but God's rhema word. The third word of caution is for those who minister inner healing. We need to be functioning in the revelation gifts if we're going to deal with a person's past and to correct and to reconstruct his present life and help to chart the course of his future destiny. We need to discern whether it's a spirit influence, a soulish bondage, if we're going to minister inner healing while you're watching that clock. Go ahead. There is a valid place in Scripture for ministering deliverance and inner healing to the saints. However, the ways of the methods that we choose to minister inner healing must be in light of the New Testament principles and in cooperation with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and producing permanent or ongoing results in the lives of those believers we are ministering to. Now, on next week, for next week is our final session for this semester, we will go through other aspects of moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. So we'll see you then. Enjoy your evening.